are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, November the 30th, and training camp starts tomorrow, believe it or not. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. We are almost there. We're almost to game month here in Detroit Pistons land. But today, we're talking about the preseason schedule, the protocols that are coming out about the upcoming NBA season and what that's going to look like. We're also talking about the depth chart today. That's right. Who is on the Detroit Pistons? Who knows? But we actually do know, and we're going to pass along the training camp battles, some things with the will be figured out during training camp coming up here next month. But Brian, Brother Brian's also got the lowdown of Anthony Lamb of the Catamounts from Vermont. He's the new Exhibit 10 contract player for the Detroit Pistons. So we'll learn about who he is coming up later on. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore after that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons dash Matt Shook. Give a follow to my day job as well, play_Michigan. That's playmichigan.com. And give Brian a follow. Brother Brian, show contributor extraordinaire at bshook12. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. But this is the last day of November. Huge numbers for the podcast. A record-breaking month by a lot. If you are one of the old-school listeners, you knew that the end of last year and into January and into the trade deadline in February, we were smashing records every month for downloads in a month. But, of course, that took a little bit of a hiatus during the NBA's hiatus. But we are back to smashing records. The podcast continues to grow. We're very excited about that. The first thanks goes out to Brother Brian, who's coming through in a major way, helping us out with some big-time initiatives, behind-the-scenes type stuff, and really drumming up the interest on social media. He's a big timer. He gets the MVP of the year for the Locked On Pistons podcast. But in a tie for second is all you listeners who come through and give us the show contributions, listen to us during your commute or your workout or whatever you're doing, your walk around the block, however you consume the Locked On Pistons podcast. We appreciate you guys a lot. During the NBA draft weekend there, middle of the week, we were number 28 on the iTunes basketball chart for any basketball podcast. That's big for us. We have never cracked the top 10 of all the Locked On basketball podcasts when you include the NBA, Locked On NBA, Locked On Fantasy Basketball. They send us those charts every week, and no, we have never gotten in that. So that's kind of our next goal, is to crack that top 10, get into the some of those more interesting teams, some of those more big market teams. But we've got it on our radar here. We were up to number 74 as I looked now on the basketball chart here on Sunday night as I tape this. But exciting times for the Locked On Pistons podcast, exciting times for the Detroit Pistons, a team in turmoil, a team in a lot of change, and obviously a lot of interest in the draft, the rookies, the moves, the changes by Troy Weaver, and what this team is going to look like on the court as well. And we don't have long to wait until we find that out with our own eyeballs here in the great state of Michigan. But also, happy holidays to one of our favorite listeners, Autumn Welk of Commerce Township. She won the contest, the NBA draft preview contest. She's getting a Killian Hayes jersey in the mail. That is on the way. She won the contest that Brother Brian put together. And I watched him do the random number generator, so there was no shady business. We didn't give the one lady that entered the win on purpose. It's just how the cookie crumbled there. So congratulations to her, and thanks to all of you other folks who entered the contest. And better luck next time. There will be more contests. There will be more opportunities to participate. But if you can believe it or not, training camp for the Detroit Pistons starts on Tuesday. Unofficially, there are workouts going on right now. Two players allowed in the facility per time right now. And starting on Tuesday, that moves up to four players allowed in addition to staff as well. So it won't be full teamwork starting on Tuesday. But the assumption is that they make, you know, shifts, you know, those guys coming in over long day periods, coming in four at a time there. And after that, Sunday on September 6th will be the beginning of the full team getting together with Coach Dwayne Casey, introducing themselves to each other, trying to figure out how to get through this crazy NBA season that we have coming up. The plan is out there. It's been leaked to the media, as you would expect. 139 pages of COVID-19 protocol. Some interesting things that stood out. If you test positive, then you have to test negatively 12 days after that first positive test. So you're going to be out for 12 games or 12 days. So an interesting thing there, obviously, that will reward the depth of teams going forward. The anonymous hotline is back. You can imagine the drama that that might cause behind the scenes as well. But my main take about this is maybe we have to apologize to the NFL a little bit. These are the guys that put this together all summer in terms of the in-market games and all that stuff. I think that we all made, or not we all, but you guys maybe all made fun of what the NFL did, a little bit of haphazardness. And not to say that the NBA is being haphazard about this, but there are risks in doing these kind of things in market. This is what the NFL is doing, a little bit of a hope and a prayer here. Every time that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was praised this summer about the bubble, and it was obviously a smashing success on however metric you want to talk about it, I said on this program time and time again over the summer, if any of you guys were listening, yeah, well, it's pretty easy to knock out eight games in a playoff in a bubble situation. Obviously, you're asking guys to make a giant sacrifice and be away from their loved ones during that time. So you got to give a lot of credit to the players and, of course, the owners and the commissioner for convincing the players to be put in that position. But when it's time to get a whole season in, like the NFL was, this is the kind of thing that's going to happen. You're going to have to take some big risks. You're going to have to mitigate the damages and assess things as they go and have some positive tests and not shut things down unless they get too crazy. So I don't know that this is going to look so good. I don't know that this is going to look so clean. I'm not going to come out here and shout about how this shouldn't happen or it should happen with these other protocols. Look, the coronavirus, everything that has to do with it is a large problem. It is a logistical nightmare. There is no easy solutions. There is no easy way to figure all this stuff out. So you got to give the NBA and other folks in every business and every walk of life who are trying to make this thing work in a difficult time while assessing the risk and assessing the possible damages that could happen, you got to cut them a little slack. But at the same time, a little bit of a hope and a prayer for the NBA going forward here. But the Pistons also announced their preseason schedule. That's right. Get excited for preseason basketball. 1 week from this Friday, so Friday, December 11th, the Pistons will be at home with no fans, of course, at a 7 o'clock game against the New York Knickerbockers of Manhattan coming to town, and then they're going to stay in town and play a Sunday game at LCA once again against the Knicks. That's 7 o'clock. Makes sense that you don't want to load up on all the travel, so the Knicks will stay here and be in relative quarantine for a while. I'll be interested to see when the real schedule comes out. Those kind of things, whether it's, hey, New York's going to come to Detroit, knock out both of their games, play here, semi-quarantine during that time. That makes a lot of sense to me, and that's the expectation of what the schedule will look like. After that, the Friday-Sunday games, the Pistons will go on the road for Thursday, December 17th, so that's 2 weeks from this Thursday, and they're going to head to Washington, D.C., Chocolate City, to play the Wizards at Capital One Arena on a 7 o'clock game there, and then on Saturday night, doubling up with the Washington Wizards as well before starting the season on December 22nd. We're patiently waiting for what that regular season schedule will look like, 72 games, add the play-in tournament. It's going to be a whole new different NBA, no fans, at least at the start of the season. And we're going to be in for a wild one. And obviously the Detroit Pistons, wild enough as it is with the roster, all the changes, all the new faces, and we're going to talk about those new faces coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, I told you guys that I would be ordering some Built Bars on Black Friday, and I tell no lies. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever, and the improved Built Bar is even more delicious than those of yesteryear. You got the six new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp as well. The 12 OGs, the original flavors, the German chocolate, the banana bread. Those are only two of the examples of the great flavors on the great Built Bar. Built Bar is healthy. That's the second best part about Built Bar. They're great for the health-conscious guy. You lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber as well. Great for the keto diet. Will keep you in that low-carb phase that you should be trying to do. I'm telling you guys, about a month ago, I rededicated myself to eating a little bit better, and Built Bars are a big part of that equation. Also trying to get to the gym, got to wear that mask, a little bit of a bummer there, but doing it and doing it and doing it well, and Built Bar is a big part of that. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Yes, sir!
Got to give props to our guy Nolan Bianchi, the host and producer and co-host with Ethan Smith of the Locked On Red Wings podcast. Those guys have a great get for their Monday show, and I believe also their Tuesday show as well. It is Cider Monday. That's right, Mo Sider, the number one prospect for the Detroit Red Wings. Join the boys from Sweden for an interview, so be sure to check out Cider Monday on the Locked On Red Wings podcast. Rate, subscribe, review, all that stuff that you should be doing, by the way, for the Locked On Pistons podcast and all the Locked On podcast shows across the network, especially our Detroit and Michigan brethren. You got Locked On Red Wings, you got Locked On Lions, Locked On Tigers with Chris, and also the Locked On Wolverines and Locked On Spartans as well. Great stuff from across the board. I listened to Diesel, Matt Derry about the firing of Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn as well. Great stuff all over the network, but also great stuff at The Athletic, of course. As we often do here on Locked On Pistons, we're stealing the content from James Edwards, but joking a little bit there. But today we are looking at the depth chart, just like James Edwards did for The Athletic in an article that came out sometime in these last few days. Sounds like the 15-man roster is set. I don't believe that the Zaire Smith waving and stretching has happened yet, and I also don't believe that the straight-up signings have been announced yet. So I'm talking about Jahlil Okafor, Mason Plumlee, and the other signing, I believe, is Josh Jackson, because the Jeremy Grant move has already been announced because that was part of a sign-and-trade, but still waiting to hear. Ellington might be another one that's still waiting as well. So waiting to hear on Zaire Smith, get official word on that one about the stretch. The Deadman stretch already did happen over the weekend, so those of us who might have been hoping that maybe Mason Plumlee was we won't make any jokes, but that Deadman was maybe kept instead or whatever. But anyway, Deadman is gone, waived. I guess the stretching has been reported, but that wasn't officially announced by the team. I guess a stretch isn't something that you would technically announce in the media in any kind of an official capacity. So the assumption here is that Dwayne Deadman is stretched over 5 years and that Zaire Smith will be stretched over 3 years as well. And that as it stands right now, Rodney Magruder, who at one point looked like he was going to get waived and stretched as well, is with the Detroit Pistons on the 15-man roster. So that roster looks like Killian Hayes, Derrick Rose, DeLon Wright, Svi Mykhailiuk, Wayne Ellington, Rodney Magruder, Jeremy Grant, Sadiq Bey, Josh Jackson, John and Musa, Blake Griffin, Sekou Doumbouya, Mason Plumlee, Isaiah Stewart, and Jahlil Okafor, your Detroit Pistons going into training camp. Now, James has been saying for a while and says it in this article as well that he thinks that Killian Hayes will be the starting point guard on night one. I don't have any information about this. I'm going to disagree with him, though. I think that kind of goes against Dwayne Casey's style. Now, maybe James has this sourced from the inside, and certainly James very well could be right about Killian Hayes being the day one starter when the regular season gets going. But to me, I think DeLon Wright's going to get the chance to start at point guard for the Pistons alongside Svi Mykhailiuk in the starting backcourt with Jeremy Grant, Blake Griffin, and Mason Plumlee on day one. Derrick Rose certainly will get the bulk of the minutes at point guard for the Pistons, but he was off the bench so much last season that you got to believe that that's going to be the approach and the plan this year. I just got to believe that the Derrick Rose and Blake Griffin minutes are going to be watched and monitored like a hawk this year. Maybe not so much beginning of the season, but certainly as we get into the dog days. And you got to believe that these guys will be load managed and sat down many times. The Pistons are not a good team. There is not a lot of talent on this roster, but they are deep, right? You figure that guys like John and Musa, Rodney Magruder, Jahlil Okafor, probably being the 13th, 14th, and 15th man on these rosters. I feel like that those guys will get some minutes, especially when you got sitting out veterans. Like I said, Blake Griffin will be sitting out plenty. Derrick Rose will be sitting out plenty. There's going to be times that I'm sure Mason Plumlee, as an advanced aged guy himself, will be sitting out quite a bit this season. So there will be minutes to go around, especially if there's a bad start to the season. The Pistons remove themselves from playoff contention, as we expect, maybe a third of the way through the season. When you get to the second third of the season, maybe we're talking about spreading those minutes around, seeing what guys like Isaiah Stewart and Sekou and Jeremy Grant, and Jeremy Grant's going to play 35-plus minutes a night, but seeing what the new guys have to offer, especially the young guys, given the Josh Jacksons and John Musa and Sadiq Bey as well. So look for those guys to get minutes throughout the season. It wouldn't make sense in this rebuild, and it wouldn't make sense for those guys to come in here and not get their chances at the NBA level. Obviously, another part of this is that guys like Musa, Bey, Stewart, maybe even Sekou Doumbouya as well, those guys will spend time with the Grand Rapids Drive. If there is a G League season, that would be a huge boost for the Pistons if they could figure out a way to get some sort of normalcy in terms of a G League season. Certainly, we don't expect the regular G League season to happen as it would. I've heard some chatter about getting a couple of bubbles together with that G League select team, some of the top draft picks going into next season, along with some of the, it doesn't even necessarily have to be the Grand Rapids Drive going into the bubble. Maybe each team will designate a handful of their two-way / G League affiliate and Exhibit 10 guys to make their way to this bubble and play kind of not pickup, but just kind of a showcase where those guys are getting some experience, playing some competition, and showing off for some of the other teams around the league as well. Which brings us to our two-league situation. James of The Athletic already reporting that Saben Lee is likely to sign one of the two-way contracts with the Detroit Pistons. Another plus is that you can have the two-way guys with the team a lot more than these last couple of seasons, a little bit of a change with the COVID restrictions. But the second two-way spot will be an interesting thing to watch. Lewis King in his second year as a pro from Oregon. James reporting that he is expected to be at training camp as well. And the other two guys, Jalen Hands, which is always a forgotten guy in terms of all these trades and roster moves that were made. And Anthony Lamb, who Brian's going to tell you about a little bit here. But still, we have not heard officially that Zaire Smith will get waived. If it were up to me, and it certainly is not, that the Pistons would find a way to stretch someone else instead of Zaire Smith, maybe even John and Musa. And maybe that take might bite me in the butt later on if John and Musa turns into some kind of NBA player. But Roddy Magruder, believed to be on the stretch block, no longer, and sacrificed, as it seems, for Zaire Smith, a former first-round pick only a couple years ago. So that's some of the interesting things in training camp. You just want to make sure guys stay healthy. And, hey, you know, the other thing, we're kind of discounting this team and going into this season, and maybe we shouldn't. You know, there's some Jeremy Grant's going to have a lot to prove. Maybe these rookies will be fresh. Maybe a lot of the superstars around the league will catch COVID and sit out for 12 days. God forbid, we're not hoping for that to happen to some of the guys around the league. But maybe for whatever reason, the Pistons are able to stay healthy. Maybe Blake Griffin is ready for this season. I don't have very high hopes for Blake Griffin this season, especially considering how he looked in the short stint last year, injuries notwithstanding. But you just hope for development. But hey, maybe this team goes out and has a good start to the season, goes 9-6 to start, and is looking like a team that could work themselves into the Eastern Conference play-in tournament or something like that, for better or worse, right? We don't quite know what we want and what we're looking for with this season. There's the protected first-round pick out there for Houston. There's just a lot of factors to consider. I know a lot of you guys just want as many losses as possible. Get the ping pong balls in the hopper. Get Cade Cunningham or Jalen Green here to Detroit. Certainly there's some validity into that thinking as well. But we're just trying to organize our thoughts after a crazy couple weeks in Detroit Pistons land. And we will see how it goes and adjust our expectations on the fly here on Locked On Pistons. But up next, Anthony Lamb from Vermont is one of the newest Pistons. Brother Brian's going to tell you all about him. That's coming up next year on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Listen to Locked On NBA on Mondays. Josh Lloyd, you know Josh, the host of our wildly popular Locked On Fantasy Basketball, takes you around the NBA's major headlines with the help of our local experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NBA podcast today, wherever you get your podcasts. Brian, take it away.
We have looked at the Pistons' drafted rookies, but they have brought on one undrafted rookie into camp, so we thought we would take a look at who he is. So today we look at Anthony Lamb, a 22-year-old, 6'6", 225-pound forward. Lamb is from Rochester, New York, and went to high school in nearby Greece, New York, at Greece Athena High School, where he was a standout for the Trojans. As a junior, Lamb averaged 20-13 and led the Trojans to the state Class A championship, and as a senior, he led the number one-ranked Greece Athena team with 30 points and an astounding 17 rebounds per game. He was twice named the Greater Rochester Player of the Year and was a finalist for the New York Mr. Basketball Award. Lamb chose to go play for Coach John Becker at the University of Vermont, and he was able to flourish in his 4 years there, and the recognition he received is impressive. Averaging almost 18 points and 7 rebounds a game as a senior, those weren't even his career high averages. As a junior, those were 21-8. Lamb was a 2-time America East Player of the Year and a 2-time America East Tournament MVP, and received honorable mention as an AP All-American. Lamb tells Andy Katz how he became a better player in his senior season for the Catamounts.
I think just the way I see the game, I would definitely say it's when you're getting a lot of people and a lot of attention looking at you, you have to sometimes humble yourself and understand that, okay, some spots I can't go in there and force a shot because it's not going to help my team. And in the long run, even if they're not going to dunk me, I have to be able to make the right decision at the right time. And I've been forced to do that throughout the whole year, and I've been growing and learning with it. And my coach has helped me a lot with film and just trying to understand, like, what spots can I take and when should I be aggressive, and learning the difference between double teams and single coverage.
Lamb was undrafted and signed by the Pistons to an Exhibit 10 contract, which is similar to a two-way contract but attaches a bonus if he is waived by the team and assigned strictly to the G League team for 60 days. It can only be used on one-year non-guaranteed contracts, so Lamb will have to perform well with Grand Rapids this year to stick with the Pistons organization beyond just the one season. And he is a hard-working forward that seems to have an endless motor, a consistent theme with the players that Troy Weaver has welcomed into the organization. He will need to use his time in the G League to improve his perimeter game and realize his potential in pick-and-roll situations, an area he has shown flashes but wasn't asked to do a lot at Vermont. His jump shot seemed to regress from his junior to senior season, which is concerning, but Lamb is an almost 80% free-throw shooter, so the potential to become at least an average shooter is there. On defense, he can be very undisciplined at times and is slow-footed when it comes to lateral movement, allowing players to either get by him or forcing him to foul in situations he shouldn't have to. Lamb will be a project and a work in progress, and I wouldn't expect to see much of him, if any, on the big club's roster this year. But there is potential there to be a spark of energy off the bench at some point down the road. He is very much the type of hard-working, high-character guy Weaver has seemed to lean towards bringing in, not to mention his plus-5, 6-foot-11-inch wingspan that seems to be a common physical trait the youngsters the Pistons have added this year share. A good NBA comparison I saw was Deion Waiters. Thank you for listening, and we will continue these types of profiles in our Meet the Pistons series and give an in-depth look at the players that will make up 2020-21 Pistons. So join us on the next installment when we will look at forward Blake Griffin.
Anthony Lamb coming to training camp as the invited guest of Troy Weaver and the new but not so new front office. Makes sense that the new people want to bring in their new folks. Guys like Jordan Bone weren't long for this organization. You bring in a new general manager, the least they can do is kind of find their own long shots, their own projects, their own prospects to work on. Actually kind of surprised that Lewis King is still in the mix. Nothing against Lewis and nothing against Jordan Bone either, but that's just kind of how things go. Also, some other news. Sounds like Thon Maker is headed to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Jordan Bone found a spot maybe with the Orlando Magic. I might be wrong about that one, but it sounds like Jordan Bone signed a two-way deal over the long weekend as well. But hey, thanks to you guys for sticking with us. Thanks for listening to the Locked On Pistons podcast. Really appreciate it. Spread the word about the show. We're trying to grow it as much as possible. Got some exciting things that were in the hopper for December. Looking for some charitable organizations that maybe you guys might be able to suggest to us that might need some help from the Locked On Pistons community. Some gift guides as well. What should the Pistons fan in your life be asking for this holiday season? But that wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. I am your host, Matt Shook. Thanks again to Brother Brian. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Hollinger and Duncan. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.